a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
You know, I'm sort of going through a little bit of a midlife-y thing where I'm just getting all the tattoos that I should have gotten maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
42 now, and I've finally made friends with the tattoo artist. So I'm like, okay, now I've got a guy.
Does he feel like you're only friends with him because he does tattoos? Like, it's like being friends with a famous person.
No,
and maybe he'll never really know whether you like him or you just like the tattoos.
Tattoos.
He knows I'm only friends with him because our daughters are friends.
Okay.
So there's no sort of
no discounts.
No assumptions there. No mistaken sort of basis for friendship. Anyway, so yes, I've been getting a few tattoos. Now, Carly said something in passing a while ago.
Yeah.
And it made me think, and I'm like, oh, I hate when that happens. In passing, she's like said something about neck tattoos, and she goes, I wouldn't be mad about it because neck tattoos are hot, but your mum would lose her mind, which is fair. Right. And then I'm like, what? And then I asked her, I was like, you don't mean like throat, like a big thing on your throat?
Because you rag on people that have throat tattoos.
She's
so
like, no. She's like, more means like around the sides and the back. Little,
oh, because that's
little
different.
Little ones, like around the back and the side rather.
Because that's
like,
different.
Okay.
That's different.
All right. And then so I'm thinking, could I get a neck tattoo?
No.
Wait.
No.
Wait for it. Because then in conversation just like yesterday, face tattoos came up. And she's like,
what?
She's
what
like,
happening?
She's like, you could pull it off. And I'm like, what do you mean? I could pull off a face tattoo.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could. But your whole vibe would change.
She's like, I don't know. She's like, you've got the facial features for it. Like, you've got to have.
Yeah, you do.
Facial features to suit a face tattoo.
Yeah, like you punch people's faces off.
Yeah,
no, just, you know what? I don't have a problem with face tattoos, neck tattoos, whatever, right? If that's you, be your beautiful self. No judgment here. But this guy, Thomas Lewis, has ragged on people.
Throat tattoo. I'll never get a throat tattoo.
Neck,
you're talking,
throat, same.
You're talking necks and face now.
Now, if I get a little love heart behind my ear.
Are you going to get a little tear? I'm so hard.
Well, see, that's what
I'm
it
so
is.
Hardcore. I cry at home alone.
That means you've killed someone.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. What's he going to get? A face tattoo that says, proud dad.
Maybe I'll get your face on one cheek and his face on the other, and I'm not talking about me face. Screw guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The flag. Everyone's panicking in the studio.
Yes.
I'm not getting a face tattoo and Carly is not saying that I should. She's
no,
not encouraging
she's
me to get a face tattoo.
You would look hot should you choose to get it. And can I just say...
No, you wouldn't.
I don't want to disparage anyone with face or neck tattoos.
You can though.
No, you do. But that's why I was worried because I was like, you and Carly are so in love. And if she's like, babe, you'd be like, sign me up. Let's do it.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be too scared. I'd chicken out. I'd think I'd want to, and then I wouldn't.
Do you know there's someone out there who's just turned on the radio right now, and the first thing they've heard this morning is you saying face tattoo, that you're going to get one?
No,
but
I didn't.
You're,
I never said I'm going to get one.
You're considering a neck tattoo, but
no,
not throat. Because
that would be
too much.
Just a neck. Little, if I just get a little love heart or something behind my ear.
Behind your ear, yeah.
Yeah.
You can get whatever you want. I want you to be your beautiful self.
You
but
keep
not
clarifying
too much.
That. Yeah, but no.
No, because I feel like I'm coming at him really hard.
A little ball bag on my chin.
You've already got that. That's what I look at every day.
Yeah, permanent one, though. Is there anything anyone wanted to add?
Just don't get one.
Be yourself,
yourself.
But please liaise with your friends before choosing your own path. Don't be yourself too much.
Be yourself, but don't trust yourself.
Yeah.
Run it by us first, is what you're saying.
Mm.
Okay. There'll be no face tattoos here and no throat tattoos. Okay?
But maybe finger tattoos?
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe
God.
Hands.
Sorry, Mum.
Stop.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
This time on a Wednesday, we do get a midweek AFL update for GMHBA health insurance cover for the life you live.
Plenty going on in the footy world. The big news overnight, of course, was the tribunal case. Dan Houston from the Port Adelaide Power got suspended for 5 matches for that bump on Isaac Rankin, which effectively means even if Port make it through to the grand final, his season is done and dusted. Potentially, his Port Adelaide career as well. So that's big. We'll have to wait and see whether or not they choose to appeal it, all that sort of stuff. While we're heading into the last round of the men's competition, we're also very excited because we are on the eve of the AFLW season about to kick off. They kick off August 31st down here at GMHBA Stadium against the D's. And we have one of the stars of the Cats AFLW team, Kate Sermon, on the line. Kate, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us. You've played your last pracky match. You got the weekend off. Just set the scene for us. How are you travelling? Body's okay? Excited?
Yeah, I mean, who's excited to play games rather than running?
Yeah.
So the body's feeling a lot better because we are starting to reduce our load a lot more. So kind of prepping into the game next week. So feeling good, the team's feeling good, and, you know, like I said, I'd rather be playing football than running around the oval.
Hey, Kate, it was cool to have a read of your bio here and realise that you actually live half your time here. You kind of roll life like my Macedonian grandparents. You live the other half of your life up in Queensland, where it's nice and warm. Do you play the pokies while you're up there as well?
I mean, I'd love to play the pokies, but you know what? This is actually quite addictive, hey? I don't like wasting money, so
yeah.
I don't do it, but my other half is definitely up. So
yeah.
He's definitely doing well down at the old Queen local.
Hot chili.
Hey, first game of the season against the Demons. Way to rip in. They've become a bit of a rival for the Cats, hey?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, obviously this is my second year playing for the Cats, but I'm pretty sure that the Cats didn't actually play Melbourne until last year, and now we've played them three times. Mm. Well, we're going to play them three times. So I think it's becoming a bit of a rivalry with, you know, the players crossing teams. So they're a good side, we're a good side, so hopefully we're able to kind of replicate that that final when we beat them.
You mentioned the fact that this is going to be your second season with the Cats. We do have to mention, for our listeners, there was a Gold Coast Suns period and a Port Adelaide period there that you ran around. There's a fair bit of player movement at the moment in the AFLW. Is it hard to move teams? Is it difficult? Or is once you move, is the club pretty good at settling you in and getting you feeling part of the family?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like anything. It's always a mindset, you know, about the moving. It can become pretty easy. If you want to do it, like, you just do it. You know, obviously we're not on the big bucks. So, like, for me, it was pretty easy. Like, you know, I'm a little bit older than the girls, so I'm a little bit more set up. So I'm able to kind of move from state to state knowing I've got a little bit of a backing behind me.
Yeah.
Geelong, I mean, I'm originally from Ballarat. Even though I live up north, I'm from Ballarat. So I have a lot of a support system down here, and I'm actually like an avid Geelong supporter. I was a big fan of you, Lingy.
Thanks, Kate.
There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah. I was always baffled by how you just, you know, you didn't move super quick, but you just no one could get you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Nothing's changed. He still doesn't move real quick.
You were so obsessed with him, though, that I've actually been sent a photo of you from a birthday party in 2011. Are you aware of this photo and what it shows, Spud?
Yep. I dressed up as Lingy for a birthday party. And a little story. The first time I actually met Lingy, I'm not sure if actually Lingy remembers, it was after a game, and the men's game, and I actually, like, went up to him, because I'm not a super shy person.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to him and introduced myself, and I was really awkward, and I just told him about that I dressed up with him, and then I kind of walked away. I remember talking to Meg about it, and I was like, oh, my God, I've just made an absolute fool of myself in front of Lingy.
To be fair to you, he was probably looking for his child at the time. He tends to lose them at games, so distracted.
Yeah, nice. Kate, I'm just looking at the photo. Loggy's just shown me the photo. That is outstanding. Thank you for that wonderful honour. Now I know what you're talking about when you say you're dressed up as me. That's a great photo. When's that one from?
Oh, I think 2011.
Oh, brilliant. Love
a long time ago.
I don't think Lingy's arms were ever that muscly, though, so good on you, Kate. 49 games, you're about to open a new season with your 50-game milestone. That's exciting as well.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, when I first started playing football, I didn't think I'd get to 50. I was planning on only playing one season, and then I was going to finish off and go travelling, and then obviously COVID hit. So, it's an achievement that I never thought I would get to, so I'm absolutely stoked. But I'm not the only one. So we've got Michaela Bowen and Amy McDonald are actually playing their 52, obviously, if we get selected.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck for it. We can't wait to see you girls run around.
Lingy's got a bit of sway, so I reckon you might be all right. You've made a good impression this morning.
I don't play high forward. Like, no one wants to play that role, so I reckon I'm pretty locked in.
It's going to be huge. We are very excited for the season. Of course, we're going to be calling, Carrick Football going to be calling the home games for the AFLW Cats as well, carrickfootball.live. And it starts Saturday, 31st of August, so Saturday week, 7:15 p.m. at GMHBA Stadium. Get online, grab yourself a membership today and get behind our girls in the hoops. Kate, thanks so much for your time this morning. All the best for the season.
Thank you. We'd love to see everyone there.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Now. Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
All of a sudden, I'm in the front row and I am ready to watch as a movie unfolds right in front of me eyes.
That's right.
Yeah. Lingy, Loggy, the actors.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You have to guess the movie that we are acting out.
Hey. Give him something to do.
Do something.
I have to guess the movie that you're going to act out.
One job.
And you do the thing and then you say, and scene, yes. And pull down the blind when you're finished.
Stop it.
With your fingers like this.
Yes. Yeah. Very good. Yes, Tom. No,
just once.
You're doing a great job.
All right. Is everybody ready? Yeah.
All right. Here we go, love. Okay. Right, let's get in the spirit.
All right. We're in the spirit. Come on.
Anyone like jewellery? Look at that one there. Handmade in Italy, hand stolen in Stepney. It's as long as my arm. I wish it was as long as something else. Don't think because these boxes are sealed up, they're empty. The only man who sells empty boxes is The Undertaker. And by the look of some of you lot today, I'd make more money with me measuring tape. Here, one price, £10.
Did you say £10?
Are you deaf?
That's a bargain. I'll take one.
Well, squeeze in if you can. Left leg, right leg. Your body will follow. They call it walking. You... You want one as well, darling? You do? That's it. They're waking up. Treat the wife. Treat somebody else's wife. It's a lot more fun if you don't get caught. Hold on. You want one as well? Okay, darling. Show me a bit of life then. It's no good standing out there like 1 o'clock half struck. Buy them. You better buy them. These are not stolen. They just haven't been paid for. And we can't get them again. They've changed the bloody locks here. One for you. It's no good coming back later when I've sold out. Too late, too late will be the cry when the man with the bargains has passed you by. If you got no money on you now, you'll be crying tears as big as October cabbages.
Bacon causes.
What?
And scene.
Well done. Lingy. Bravo. Incredible.
So
can't
good.
Believe you lumped all of that on him. That was amazing.
What was my accent like?
It was
an
good.
Accent.
No, it was. It was Cockney. It was Cobber.
There was a bit of Cockney about it.
It was great.
Okay, I'm picking up Guy Ritchie vibes.
Ooh,
yeah. But I don't think you've seen Snatch. Is it Lock, Stock, or is it Snatch? Is it one of those two?
Choose, mate.
All right, Snatch.
No.
Lock, Stock. I'm going to claim it. I'm going to take that. All right, let's have a listen.
Don't think because these boxes are sealed up, they're empty. The only man who sells empty boxes is The Undertaker. And by the look of some of you lot here today, I'd make more money with me measuring tape. Here, one price, £10.
Did you say £10?
Are you deaf?
That's a bargain. I'll take one.
Squeeze in if you can. Left leg, right leg. Your body will follow. They call it walking.
Oh, my goodness.
Could not tell the difference.
Unusually good accents from the two of you,
know.
Actually.
Really?
Yeah, no, I'm impressed.
Yay! Oh.
You can have the winner sound effect. I'm going to take it too because I was basically right.
I was struggling towards the
no.
end.
Yeah, we could hear. No, we could hear. It was fine.
No,
it was
you
fine.
Did beautifully.
Yeah.
Do you know what I realised? It's like actors... the way they breathe and stay calm during it is really impressive.
Breathing and talking, it is hard.
Because I was exhausted by the end of that.
Yes, I Feel Seen returns next week, and it is all thanks to Stan, the biggest lineup of entertainment only on Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Chappell Roan is an absolute superstar, and she has blown up like no other celebrity has. It is phenomenal, really, how massive she has grown in such a short amount of time.
Yes, this is her big one.
So she's an artist that you'd think, oh yeah, I might have heard that or whatever, but for other people, it's an obsession. She's an obsession. And she has put on gigs overseas that have got the biggest numbers ever, just like Lollapalooza Festival, which has been going for years over in the States, got the biggest numbers ever for her gig. And so you're like, oh, okay, right. The thing is with her, though, she was down in Melbourne, I think 2-3 years ago. I might have even been longer. And she was doing a gig on the street and there were like two people there watching her.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? No, you don't really see this kind of boom straight up to the biggest artist in the world. She's almost in the Taylor Swift sphere.
I had to ask you questions about it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, so has this just happened, not overnight, but felt super fast because, and admittedly, I'm not up with everything that's right at this minute, but I still had no awareness that she was that massive so quickly.
Well, it's like, you know, to put it in your terms, it's like, you know, when Jesus was born. No. You know, the Beatles.
But that sort of explosion sounds like
when they
like
came
it,
to Adelaide that time and, you know, yeah, and the whole town turned out, it's kind of like what it's like.
Use your celebrity status to be able to get to the front of the...
I'm a baby. But she's only 26 years old and she's like, whoa, this is intense. Now, this is a bit of a long piece of audio here, but she's uploaded it to her socials. And because you are the most famous person I know, Cameron Ling, I would love to get your thoughts on this. Here she is.
Just answer my questions for a second. If you saw a random woman on the street, would you yell at her from the car window? Would you harass her in public? Would you go up to a random lady and say, can I get a photo with you? And she's like, no, what the f***? And then you get mad at this random lady? Would you be offended if she says no to your time? Because she has her own time? Would you stalk her family? Would you follow her around? Would you try to dissect her life and bully her online? This is a lady you don't know. And she doesn't know you at all. Would you assume that she's a good person? Assume she's a bad person? Would you assume everything you read about her online is true? I'm a random bitch. You're a random bitch. Just think about that for a second, okay?
That video has got 8.4 million plays already since Monday when she uploaded it.
So is she effectively saying, and some of her points are absolutely spot on around the bullying, around the stalking, absolutely.
The negative stuff,
Yeah, but the photo and the giving of the time. So she's sort of saying, if I'm walking down the street, I just expect it because I don't know you and you don't know me, just to be left alone.
Yeah, basically she's saying as well in her second video, she didn't sign up for the price of fame.
The celebrity part of it.
She didn't sign up. She's just an artist, a musician that's doing their thing, and all this bad stuff comes with it. And she didn't sign up for that, right? You are very good at football. Was. And so, but then you, just by playing football and being so good that you're at the elite level, you then put yourself out there to be targeted, like praised, but also... in a negative aspect, you know, people have said horrible things about you online.
You open yourself up. You open yourself up being in the public, and you've continued to do that with your media career. So what say you to what she's saying there?
Yeah, it's funny. Okay, so she's got a point in that all she wants to do is sing and perform. And that's what she loved. That's what she signed up for, effectively, not all the other stuff. However, to me, there's... once you become good at something that you're doing and that thing is popular, you, whether you like it or not, there's an element of almost responsibility for the art form, whatever it is, to carry it on And empower and encourage the next generation as well. I know you don't necessarily sign up for that, but if a kid came up to me ever, this was my biggest one, if it was a kid, stop whatever you're doing and just take the time, take the moment, take the 5 seconds out of your life.
And you are beautiful like that.
Yeah, you don't do it just for kids.
I try not to do it just for kids, but that was certainly where I was just absolutely, because that kid could have that moment and go, yeah, I want to do that. It's going to be something that I'm passionate about, excited about. So therefore, it might be part of a million other things that they love, for my case, about footy. But if I could be that 5 seconds that gives them that extra little burst of joy, then just do it, because I know it had that impact on me. There's sometimes a line. What I would say is, if you're going to do it, don't be a douche about it.
Yeah.
Don't come up and be really rude, arrogant, over the top about it when asking, and not many people are. I don't love it when it's people are clearly drunk and that's the reason they're kind of...
Cypress Hill fans getting me in a headlock that time. Yeah.
Yeah, trying to grab you in headlocks and things like that. There's obviously an element, I get a little touchy when particularly drunk people are coming up and think I'm... fair game, but I'm standing there with my kids and they're swearing their head off, thinking that's just cool. Funny. It's like, that's not cool. But that's about 0.001% of the interactions I have. The other 99 point whatever percent are usually just beautiful people coming up. Yeah, they want a bit of your time. Yeah, they want a photo. And sometimes it can be like, oh, God, I'm in a bit of a rushy.
I've lost a child.
But but for 2 seconds of your life, I reckon you just suck it up a little bit as part of... It's part of not necessarily something you signed up for.
Yeah.
She's got a point there, but it's kind of part of passing it on to the next generation and making everybody have a joyful experience about what you love. And now Chapel's probably doing this times a billion compared to what I have to do. So I'm not speaking for her. But I think there's an element every now and then of just take that moment and smile for a kid's photo, and it might make their day, it might make their world, and you just do it.
But also, you're a person at the end of it, and so is she, and I think that's a message. Yep. Like, you're famous and you're out there, but you're still human and you need to be treated like a human.
Yeah, and she certainly didn't sign up for, and I don't think anyone signs up for creepy behaviour, awful behaviour, like stalking behaviour, like any of that sort of stuff. Absolutely. Like, treat them like a human being, but a human being can still be like, hi, how you going? Yeah, good, thank you. Have a great day. That can still be a human interaction.
Yeah.
And I think that's okay.
Yeah. It's like Eminem said, though, isn't it? Like, superstardom's close to post-mortem. Like, that's what you should probably... That's the deal you sign up for, is you want to be a superstar. Then you can't go to the shops like that. You can't walk down the street like every... Like, you've got to understand your standing in the community as well, don't you?
Yeah. He also said mum's spaghetti, so...
Yeah.
That's important.
Well said, Lingy.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.